Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Always makes me happy to hear his voice, because I don't know that there's anybody who absolutely loves what he does as much as our next guest. Joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Doug Oster. I call him our garden guru. Doug, I seriously mean that. I don't know anyone who is just absolutely giddy about the garden like you are. And you have a chance to do that each and every day. So good on you for having a chance to do something you love. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. But boy, you're right. I'm really into it, but I'm just, when you said that, I was thinking, gosh, how long have I really been into it? And most of my life.
Yeah.
I've really just enjoyed gardening and now trying to help people garden, you know, trying to give them some tips that I've learned over the past 40 years. And to have fun, that's the most important thing about gardening. It shouldn't be this, you know, terrible thing. You know, I hear from people all the time, when I was a kid, they used to march me out there and I had to pull weeds.
Yeah, right.
Don't do that. Have fun. This should be fun.
Well, what people may not realize is that Doug worked for a lot of years as a photojournalist, as a professional photographer and a photo editor, and worked in the newspaper business, but then turned something that he loved into his full-time job as well. So how do you turn something that's going on with your garden right now into something that brings you joy? I mean, what are the things we should be doing here in the fall as it's getting darker sooner, it's getting colder, we're starting to see the changeover in the seasons? What should we be doing here in late September, early October?
Everything you just mentioned there about the days and the weather leads us up to the perfect storm, so to speak, for planting. And that means trees, shrubs, perennials, and bulbs. And let's start with trees. You know, it's important that we're adding trees to the canopy. You know, a tree can be a provider of shade. It can be a provider of beauty. It can be a provider of both. And this is the time we plant them because of all those things you explained with the weather and the shorter days. They want to grow from the bottom. They don't want to put any new growth on top. So all we're doing is getting these plants established when it's nice and cool like this, and it's just the best time to plant. If you're ever thinking about putting a tree in the next 2 months, this is prime time. And it's so much better for the tree and so much easier for the gardener. When we plant that tree in the spring, and I plant all sorts of trees in the spring, it's fine. But you got to keep water on it. You got to watch it. You got to watch it in July, you know, when things dry out. But when you're planting one now, you're getting enough rain to get it established. Again, the cool temperatures are forcing that plant to put more root growth on. And by the time we get around to spring, yeah, we might, if we have a dry spring, we might have to add some water. But they're just so well established.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many cool trees out there. I always suggest to people when they're thinking about a tree, try to look for something with more than one season of interest, something with exfoliating bark or variegated foliage, flowers, that sort of thing, just to have more interest for that plant during a longer time.
So what about putting bulbs in the ground now? What about splitting bulbs that maybe have gotten overgrown from lilies or something like that, daffodils? I mean, is this a good time to deal with those kind of issues?
The best thing to do with any of those bulbs right now is just think about planting. You don't need to live there. They're hard to, you know, you can't find a daffodil right now. You know, the greens are gone. So we're just thinking about planting new bulbs. And it's not as popular as it used to be, but let me tell you, there's a tool, and it's called a bulb auger. It is a big, giant drill bit, and it's inexpensive, and it makes bulb planting easy for you. There's this hand tool that we're used, you know, for 50 years, and it's cruel and unusual punishment for gardeners. This drill bit, the power planter bulb auger, this thing, you could plant 100 bulbs in 15 minutes.
It's the way that my wife gets me out into the garden, because I get to use the power tools, and then she gets to, I mean, seriously, it's a really cool thing you're talking about. It is. It's like a 4-foot-long drill bit, and you just go out there, and you make the holes, and you pop them in there, and away you go. It's easy.
You're right. And the thing about ball planting is the bigger the ball, the deeper it has to be planted. And so a lot of times when I tell people when they're just starting off in this, pick some bulbs that are small, crocus, snowdrops, glory of snow. There's a lot of different types of bulbs that are planted now. And a lot of, again, new gardeners ask me, like, why am I putting these in and they're only going to bloom for like 4 weeks or something? And I'm just like, that's the attraction. That's the what we call ephemeral quality of a garden. I wait in the spring for those daffodils. And when those daffodils come up, they are the harbinger of spring. There's no turning back. And you go out and you cut them and you put them in vases. And there's 13 different divisions. And they all look cool. And some of them have these wonderful stories that, you know, heirlooms. It's just, it's an, you know, you're, it's not instant gratification. You're doing this work now, but the gratification comes after another long, hard winter. I'm telling you, when those, you know, like a snowdrop is an example of something that could bloom as early as January 15th. When that happens, I'm running around the house saying, it's garden time, it's spring.
Yeah, you do that anyway, though. Let's be completely honest. You do that regardless. But, no, Doug, you've given us a lot of ideas and things to think about and things to consider as we're going from the summer through the fall. And before you know it, the snow will be flying. But, again, let's get some of that work done right now. And thanks so much for all the great ideas. I appreciate it.
Thank you. And don't stop planting.
Don't stop planting. Doug Oster, our garden guru, joining us here on KDKA. And, of course, you've heard him on KDKA for many, many years. One of the greats, Doug Oster.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.